Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Former President John F. Kennedy spoke these ever so true words in his inauguration speech in 1961. These words still ring true today and reach to the heart of what it means to be an American. When I was a young child, my responsibilities involved going to school and doing my homework, or doing my household chores and going outside to play. Life was simple, innocent, and happy. But my responsibility to America was more long-lasting and important than it may have seemed. My responsibility back then was to be an American youth, part of the future of our great nation. My responsibility was to learn about the world around me so I could be a good citizen. Growing older, I realized my responsibilities to America was also growing. My responsibilities went from being simple to being more difficult, with greater rewards and also greater consequences. Schoolwork got harder, and the opportunities to do things outside of class became more plentiful. What also changed was how I saw our nation. Watching the news covering politics, scandals, and wars, I realized that I play a big role in this country that is my home. From taking history and government classes, I learned about democracy and how our government works. I learned that a major part of being a citizen of the United States is to vote, and an even greater responsibility is to know who to vote for. With the 2016 election being one of the most interesting in history, it is important to know who to vote for. That is an even greater responsibility for everyone than simply voting. As an American, you need to stay informed and up to date regarding what's going on in the world around you. Watching the news and reading the newspaper are excellent ways to stay informed. But it is hard to find completely truthful information about this world today. That is why it is my responsibility, and everyone else's, to not just blindly accept what your parents, friends, and the internet say, but rather to decide for yourself. Making sure you know the actual facts and not just repeating what someone else has said is a struggle itself, but it's one of our greatest responsibilities. When I grow up, I want to be a volunteer firefighter in my community because a few years ago, a wildfire threatened to burn our 135 acres of trees and farmland. The fire crept closer and closer as we watched in nervous anticipation. But the fire did not reach our land because of the valiant, diligent efforts of volunteer firefighters. These volunteers risked their lives to stop a fire that didn't even affect them personally. That is a responsibility I hope to someday have the honor to fulfill. Because I believe, like John F. Kennedy, that the service to others is a responsibility we all have. It is a responsibility we are all born with, but unfortunately sometimes forget with age. As we grow older, it is easier to become more selfish and more self-centered. It is everyone's responsibility to get past this natural selfishness and instead care for people even if we don't know them, and to also, while doing this, have the utmost respect for people. No matter how much we do not like a person, we must treat them with the respect they deserve. Whether it be a neighbor or a presidential candidate, we will not make progress in this country unless we put our differences aside and work together. I have a tremendous amount of respect for those who serve our nation, whether in the military or in civilian life, for their respect for others, selflessness, and courage. Their sacrifices keep our nation free and our society strong. Being a responsible citizen means caring about our neighbors, caring about society. Every man, woman who has served, is serving, or will serve is a hero to me. The same goes for all emergency service personnel who risk their lives for others. But heroes are not just people who serve our country this way. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, teachers, everyone who makes a positive impact is a hero. All of these unsung heroes play a role in making our nation truly great. So please, take your responsibility to your country seriously. Find a way to give back, to serve, even if it's only a small way. A great place to start is by voting, but just make sure you've educated yourself about the candidates and issues first. In the end, my responsibility is not to be a hero. Your responsibility is not to be a hero. Our responsibility is to be the best citizens we can.